Razavian as Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 543 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 48 degrees and sunshine here in Central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone lines and bring her in. Say good morning to Mary Struzik. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, Cy. I am just fine.
Well, wonderful. And talking off the air, well, I discovered that you're not home yet. You are in transit. Yeah, coming back from where? Florida?
From Florida. I spent 2 weeks in Florida with a friend of mine, and I told her I would drive home with her.
Well,
at least we'll get home today.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. That's great. Well, Mary, so we've had you on the program before, but not for quite a while. And we always like to take this opportunity this time of the year to remember your brother, Bob Brenny. What a wonderful man he was, and I'm sure you miss him just like everybody does. And so we want to reminisce a little bit about the years with the Bob Brenny Band, and also remember your dad, Stan Brenny. I think you probably did a little bit with him too, huh?
Exactly. I did quite a bit with him.
Well, that's wonderful. That's great. So let's start at the beginning, Mary.
Okay.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Holdingford.
Okay. And mom and dad, of course, Stan and?
And Adeline.
Adeline Brenny. And you just the two of you siblings? And is Bob the older brother or younger brother?
No, he's old. He's 3 years older.
3 years older than you. So you always had to mind your P's and Q's then, huh?
Exactly.
Okay. So you grew up in Holdingford? Huh?
Pardon?
I say,
go ahead.
Yeah, you grew up in Holdingford?
Oh, yes.
Went to school there?
I was gone for a few years and then came back and bought my mom and dad's house. So I pretty much lived there my whole life.
Oh, you did. Wonderful. Yep. Okay. Went on in school at all? You graduated from Holdingford High School and then did you go on to college too?
Yes, I went to the St. Cloud School of Nursing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And graduated there. And then from there, back to Holdingford again to work, or did you have something else?
Oh, I did lots of different. I worked on an ambulance. Bob owned an ambulance in St. Cloud, Granite City Ambulance. And him and I ran the ambulance running calls, you know, and taking care of that. I did that for a few years. I worked at an oral surgeon's office, and then I got the job at Holdingford.
You did. Okay.
Cool.
So you were that good-looking nurse in the ambulance that looked like Carmen, the nurse that was on Axel in the Treehouse, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. That was it.
Okay. Well, good. Well, you know, and life takes some funny turns and unique situations come up. So my first experience with meeting Mary Struzik, we had a daughter born to us by the name of Tammy, and she lived for 16 years. But she was born normal and until about 4 years old, and then her disease was called Batten's disease started in. And she started in a normal school setting at St. Joe at the lab school, but as her disease progressed, we were in meetings with the teachers and administration, and they said we can no longer handle her at the lab school. We've got cement steps here, and Tammy's crawling up the steps. She can't make it into the school very well anymore, and you belong to Holdingford District, so we probably need to send you to Holdingford for Tammy's further education. And the first person we meet when we go to Holdingford, and I mean, we are just just in bewilderment at that stage of our life because we didn't know what was happening to us. We were in denial that Tammy had anything. And the first person we meet is Mary Struzik, and so warm and welcoming. That's my memories of coming to Holding Ford.
We enjoyed Tammy. I remember her.
You do.
And yes, I do. And we enjoyed having her.
Yeah, and it lasted for only a short while because that disease was not forgiving. It just kept taking away functions from her. And pretty soon they decided at Holding Ford that she'd be better served if she went to St. Cloud to, at that time they had Westwood, the East Wing, for special needs kids. And so that's where we wound up. But I'll tell you what, we are forever grateful to you, Mary, and all of the people in Holding Ford because they made our journey less painful.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yes.
Glad to hear that. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Well, that was what paid the bills then when you were working there. But then you had this part-time thing where you played in the bands. So where did you get started in the band business? With your dad?
Yes, I did. And I was probably a sophomore in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that Bob would be leaving for the service.
Okay.
So I thought, there's my opening to get into this band if my dad would let me.
Oh.
And so I had him set up the drums in the basement, and I'd play the drums along to Chasm, to the old-time music. And so I did that for a while, and one night, Dad had a job in a garage party that he had to play for, and Bob had left, and he couldn't find Bob, and he didn't know what to do. And I said, Dad, I can do it. And he went, no, I'm not taking a girl along. I said, honest, I can really do this. And he said he was in a pickle, so he had to take me.
Uh-huh.
And when I got done with that job, he said, you did a pretty good job. So I knew that when Bob left, I had a little bit of an in to get into the band. He did tell me once, he told my mom, I can't take a girl in the band with me.
Uh-huh.
And, well, pretty soon he thought, yeah, he could handle it. So I did that, and then I took up the banjo because I knew Bob was coming back from the service,
mm-hmm.
and I needed to play something else because he was going to take over the drums.
Sure, sure.
So then I started taking banjo lessons when I was about a senior in high school, and then when he came, then I could play the banjo or the saxophone, and then after my dad died, we had a lot of different concertinas playing with us
mm-hmm.
to take his place. And Bob and I would say, it's not the same. It's not the same. Finally, Bob said, I'm going to take lessons. So he took lessons, and slowly but surely, he got good enough that we could be playing. So uh-huh. that's how the two of us got started.
Okay.
Together.
Okay. And from going from the ambulance service, so you guys worked together there, and you were always close then, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We did a lot of things. And then Bob went on after the ambulance to be an instructor for the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
So I would help him out off and on, and he would come and help me out when I needed an instructor. So we were together a lot.
You bet. You bet. And Bob, I just... remembering Bob over the years. So I ran into him a lot. So when our kids, when our boys were young, they played football for Cathedral High School. And they would play Albany every year. And looking across the sidelines, there would be the trainer. If one of the kids got hurt on the field, there come Bob running out onto the field.
Exactly.
He did that
exactly.
too, huh? Oh, he was a busy guy.
Yes, he was. He was very busy.
You bet. He took over your dad's... Go ahead.
I have to tell you a story. I think
uh-huh.
you have time for this. After I moved to Sartell, I'm in an apartment, and I can't play the banjo because it's too loud.
Oh.
So I called Pat, because Pat had moved, with Bob
yeah.
to St. Cloud.
Yeah.
And then... my brother had died, and I said, Pat, how about if I come over and play the banjo at your house, just for the fun of it?
Yeah.
And she said, sure. She said, I'll take out the accordion. And I went, accordion? And she said, yeah, I took lessons when I was 12. So she took out the accordion, and for the last 2.5 years, her and I have been practicing maybe once or twice a week, just really having a good time. But and we've played for family things, you know,
yeah.
A birthday, or we've played in a nursing home here and there. We're not out for hire. We're not very good, but we can keep the beat, and we have such a good time. So I still haven't given it up.
Well, good for you. Good for you. And talking about Pat, that's Bob's wife, and yeah. Pat has been so good over the years. She's been so supportive of Bob and everything that he's encountered. So, yeah, a neat person. And now to hear that you guys probably are doing a little performing, do you do any nursing homes or anything like that then?
We have done a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
But we don't have the microphones and the system to do it. So
sure.
It's just the two instruments. And if it's a birthday party or if it's a family get-together here or there, we'll always, you know, play a happy birthday or
sure.
polkas or, you know.
Oh.
We have a good time together, which is great, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Bob was such a busy guy, and so he took over your dad's business as a mortician in Albany, right?
Yes, he did.
So
yes,
he was doing that?
He started with Holdenford, and then he bought Albany, too.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever get involved with any of that business?
No, not very often. I think I maybe helped him out a couple of times, but not real often.
And not with your dad either?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I was too young. You know,
okay.
Dad wouldn't let me get too involved there. The
sure.
band was enough. He didn't
okay.
want me getting involved anymore.
Well, you were certainly guarded and protected, it sounds like, as a youngster. I had many conversations with Bob, and he told me that any guy that was going to try to hustle you or make moves on you, he was going to get in the way. So you were always guarded on the dance jobs, huh?
Yeah, exactly, especially my dad. I think I've told you that before. New Year's Eve, he put all the cases around so nobody could get up on stage.
Oh, really?
So at New Year's Eve, I kissed my dad.
Oh, oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful.
You know, I wasn't happy with that, to tell you the truth.
Well,
you know, I would have liked that, but
yeah.
They didn't have a chance.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we just have to ask you, be the devil's advocate there. How did Dick manage to get through then?
Oh, my. Dick was the babysitter.
Ah.
So he would stay home with the kids and babysit, and he never once said, you know, I want you to stay home. He just really encouraged me and didn't come along a lot, but, you know, once in a while would come along. But most of the time, he stayed home and took care of my two kids.
Okay. And we're talking about Dick Struzik. And where did you meet him?
I met him on the ambulance. He worked for us on the ambulance.
Oh, he did, way back in those days.
Yep, he was the driver and I was the nurse.
Oh, my gosh. And what did Dick do for a career then during lifetime?
Well, most of the time he was a car salesman.
Okay.
He also worked at Sears and Curtis Mathis, so he had some jobs, but he ended up the last few years being working for McKay's at selling cars.
Okay. And now we see him working for Daniel's Funeral Home as a funeral director, and he does such a wonderful job. He is so, I'll tell you, they make you feel so welcome when you come to a funeral or a wake, and I just seen him the other day at one, and I just admire his great attitude. He's you know, it's a sad time for the family, and when you get good support, it's a wonderful thing. So
he has that talent, so I'm glad he's doing it.
Yeah. And so you've had experience from both sides of the family then, from your dad and your brother and now your husband. So
exactly.
Wonderful.
Exactly. You know, It's a wonderful life.
It is. Well, Mary, if we can ask you to hold that thought, there's so much more to talk about, but we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, and time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, then, and I'll come back to you if that's all right.
Okay, very good.
All right, so greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. St. Patrick's Day is just days away, and you can stop into the St. Joe Meat Market for all of your St. Patty's Day entrees. There is everything from corned beef to Reuben brats. Easter is just a few short weeks away. It's not too early to start thinking about your menu for Easter dinner. You can already place your order now for your Easter hams. Call ahead and have your order ready and waiting for you to pick up. And with the weather getting warmer and more spring-like every day, you might want to break out your grill. There's nothing better than that first meal of steak, chicken, or brats off the grill. For more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. Mary, for being our guest on the program. You've been here before. We put up that nice meat package. We'll get that over to you and hope that you and Dick and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. You mentioned you have two children. Who are they and what ages are they about?
Okay, Sarah is 50, and she is living in Andover, and my son is 3 years older, and he's living in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, okay. Any of them take up any music like you, following your footsteps at all?
No, I'm sad to say that they were not interested.
Uh-huh.
I had my son take piano lessons when he was young, and he did not enjoy it. And he told my mother, he said, "You tell my mom that I'm not a musician, I'm an athlete."
Uh-huh.
So we went, okay, we're not going to give him any more lessons.
There you go. All right. Yeah, it's not cut out for everybody. I can say from my heart that it was always good for me. I never got to work on the stage with you, but I've worked with a lot of great musicians over the years, and I've never had a bad experience. It's always been good.
It's a fun. We always had a fun time.
Isn't that true?
Yeah. It's happy music.
It is. Did you get to? I mean, were you so busy playing, or did you get to go out once in a while and dance to other bands?
Not very often.
Not very often. You were busy playing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Every weekend we played, you know, 3-4 times.
Yeah.
And yeah, we didn't get to. Even in high school, I didn't get to go out a lot because we were playing every weekend.
Sure, sure. You
know? And I don't regret any of it.
No, and that's...
I just am so happy I had that experience.
Well, it's a trade-off. You know, you can't be two places at once, it seems like. And before I became a musician and started playing, when we were starting to go out in our high school years, I would go to dances because that was very available. There was a lot of dance halls. And in my experience, you'd go out and you'd spend $15, $20 by the time you got into the place, paid for a drink or two, and maybe went out to eat after that. And on the other hand, my buddy, when he got me into the band, got me started, all of a sudden I was coming home with $15 in my pocket and the same fun night, and all my friends were spending that. So that was a swing of $30. Back in the 60s, that was quite a deal.
That's right. That's why I think my husband stayed home to babysit, because then it would even cost us more to get a babysitter.
Yes. Yeah, so that is true.
I was very happy to do that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Bob Rennie Band. So, I mean, so when did your dad die? He died when?
Oh, I forgot you would ask me that.
Well, it was a while back, because Bob passed away, March 18th, I want to say? 18th?
2018, yeah.
And 2018. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he must have had the band for what, about 30 years? Close?
Oh, at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least.
Okay.
Yeah.
So back in those heyday years when you guys were traveling and going to the different dance halls and playing, I mean, that was a busy time, huh?
Right. We did a lot of traveling to Polka Fest.
Yeah.
And Wichita, Kansas. And we would go into Wisconsin and North Dakota. We had been into Colorado. We even went to Florida and played at a fair.
Oh, really?
So we took a couple of cruises.
Oh, my.
Took people on a cruise. We also played, I got to play at the Hofbräuhaus in Germany.
Really? Wow.
Yes. It was. We only played during the intermission of the other band, but our band went up there and played. So that was a real thrill.
You bet. Well, you had some wonderful musicians in the Bob Rennie Band. Let's spend a minute or two and just mention some of those guys.
Well, Louis Dindorf, Bob Nasey, they were Dave Haight. We just had a lot of musicians off and on, but those were the ones that started. With the four of us, it was like Bob Nasey, Louis Dindorf, Bob and I, and we did a lot of that. In fact, our first record, I think, was just the four of us.
Okay. And
so
Bob Nathy was bass horn?
Yes.
And
yes.
Louis was on saxophone?
Absolutely.
And who was the other? Dave Haight was what, saxophone?
Right. Dave started a little bit later, but Louis was the first one.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And then we got Andy Stangler to play the concertina with Bob, and he played with us until he died.
Yeah.
He was killed in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, that was devastating.
It was for us.
Yes.
Very devastating.
I believe it. Yeah. I remember, you know, Bob had the Dance Time show here on Chasm back in the days, and my day off was Monday from the meat market. And after I slowed down with playing after there, you know, in the late 90s and early 2000s, there wasn't as much work. And so I wanted to stay in contact with the bands. And so I began my music service, started buying and selling CDs. And so I would stay in contact with all of the various bands. And Bob knew that. And so I would always get a copy for myself. And then I'd ask for one for Bob, and I'd go over almost every Monday to visit with Bob. And that would turn out to be an hour to 2 hour long session. But that's how Bob would get a lot of his music for the Dance Time show. And we visited a lot. And that time when Andy got killed, Bob told me, he said, "I think they could have cut off my right arm and it wouldn't have hurt as much as losing Andy."
It was, like I said, it was devastating.
It was.
The whole band.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. And you guys still went on to play for several years yet, but it seemed like that was almost the beginning of the end because Andy was so young and full of life. He was such a great musician.
He was really a fantastic concertina player.
Yeah. And such a nice person. He was so good. And you know, it's funny, people, you know, back in the days, they didn't understand two concertina players. I mean, that's duplicate. How can you run a band with two concertina players? Why wouldn't you get a trumpet player or a different instrument in the band? But boy, Bob kind of looked at it very much like the Wendinger band. Peter and Paul, they had two concertinas and they, you know, entertained lots of people and were very popular and accepted. And I think the Bob Rennie Band was the same way with Andy and Bob playing concertina.
And the sounds of the two concertinas were a little different. Bob's concertina, he could make sound like an organ.
Yep.
Or maybe the bass a little different. So they matched up well.
They did. Yeah. And that was the beginning of electronics with concertinas. Bob got that, what do they call it, Electrovox or something like that, put on his concertina, and that would give you the organ or the different horn sounds, and he really worked at that.
Yes, he did. He really did. And like I said, so Andy's sound was a little different than his, so it wasn't playing the exact thing.
Right, right. And I know I've seen you guys several times over the years there, and I was just amazed at how well they could play. It seemed to me like Bob was more that he would keep the tempo or the rhythm of it with the different electronics there, and Andy would do a lot of the fill and the fancier fingering and so on. He was so good at that.
He was very good at it.
You bet.
I enjoyed playing with him a lot.
You bet. Well, over the years, you got into a lot of dance halls, a lot of ballrooms. Yeah, want to kind of take us back through some of them that made an impression on you?
Well, I think going to Wichita, Kansas, we went there every May, mm-hmm. the first weekend in May for this long weekend,
mm-hmm.
and all of us driving down together and spending the weekend. Sometimes Louie's wife would go along, and sometimes Dick would go along, and we met so many other bands from the countryside, so it was fun meeting other bands. In fact, we met nice people and ended up playing in Colorado because of it, because we met at Wichita.
Okay.
So that was a real highlight for us when we first started doing Polka Fest.
Okay. Neat.
And, of course, the Hofbra House in Germany. You can't get any better than that.
Oh, isn't that true? Wow. I've never been there, but I've heard of it. So, yeah, pretty big honor. That's pretty cool.
Right. Right.
Well, good. As you look back, do it all the same again?
Absolutely.
You would?
Absolutely.
No regrets.
Absolutely. No regrets.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I think I'm more thankful that I had that opportunity. That with my dad, I would have never had that opportunity if my dad wouldn't have got me started.
Yeah.
So the fun you have, it when you go to play at a dance job, you forget all your problems. You just think about the next polka or the next waltz and what song is next, and you forget your worries.
Absolutely. I've had that same experience, and it's been so real, so fun. So you bet.
Right.
Well, our time is running down. I want to save time for playing some of the Bob Rennie music once again. You were a very good singer, and you guys sang a lot, and you harmonized. I know Bob Nathy was a very good singer to harmonize with. Your impressions are thoughts back of those days singing and playing there with those guys?
It was great. I would sing with them, and Bob would force me to sing some songs on the records or the tapes.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't wild about it. I didn't like to be singing, but without the mic, I could sing them all.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Bob sang a lot right from the beginning, and he had a good voice for a mic voice.
Yeah, very strong.
Well.
You bet.
Yeah, he did well.
What was your favorite song? Do you have one? Red
well,
River?
Well, I have one favorite that it was just Andy and Bob Nathy and myself, and we played the Two Canaries.
Oh.
And that was a song that I had to kind of pay attention.
Uh-huh.
Because it was a little bit more difficult, but we loved playing it.
Uh-huh.
And the other song that I still cry every time I hear it is the Polish Lullaby.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because I'm getting to that point, in my life where it's getting short.
Yeah.
So that Polish Lullaby just kind of sums it all up.
It does. I think you were so great on the Red River Valley recording.
That was our theme song. So
that was the theme song back then. Okay.
Yep.
Neat.
We did that a lot.
Okay. Well, good. Well, like I said, we're getting to that point of the program. I usually ask everybody if they have a special memory that they'd like to share with the listeners today. And I don't remember what you told me last time, so if it's the same one, you can sure do that. But what have you got for us today, Mary?
that's a tough one because I have so many of them.
Well,
I guess I just enjoy the music.
Okay.
I like listening to it on the radio. I like playing it. I like it. It's like I said, it's just my favorite music.
Uh huh. Awesome. Well, good. Well, Mary, time has run out, so we would just want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on Musicians Come and Play. Like I told you the last time, if the good Lord is willing that you and I are here down the road, we'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, and we'll remember Bob, your brother Bob there, with some very good music by the Bob Rennie Band coming up in just moments.
Oh, good.
All right. So if you want to stay right there, I'll talk you off the air. But you have a great trip home, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. And there she goes, Mary Brenny Struzik. Yes, our 543rd guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Bob Rennie Band in just moments. Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up our 543rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Mary Brenny Struzik. Mary, what a wonderful guest and just a wonderful personality. It's so fun to visit with Mary. And just a great musician and person all through life. From the time I met her back with our daughter, all through the years in the band business, and always kept in contact. So we're going to get into music right now by the Bob Rennie Band with Mary on the banjo and drums, and going to start out with what Bob used for the Dance Time program. Bob, now gone for 7 years. It's the Farmer's Polka. Thank you. The Bob Brenny Band with the Farmer's Polka. Yes, that was the theme the last years of the Bob Brenny Dance Time Show. Back in the early days, and of course, Bob always loved swing music. He was just a big fan of swing music, always included some swing numbers in his programs. But his theme back in the days was one called Angry. Here's the Bob Brenny Band with one called Angry. Angry, yes, the original Dance Time theme song for the Bob Brenny Dance Time Show. Great memories there. 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 49 our current temperature here in Albany. Well, one of the songs that Mary mentioned in the interview was the Two Canaries Polka. Here's the Bob Brenny Band off their Volume 5 CD, the Two Canaries Polka. Thank you. The Bob Brenny Band with the Two Canaries Polka, and that is the one that Mary talked about in the interview, where it was just Andy on concertina, Mary on the drums, and Bob Nathy on the bass horn. And boy, what a great recording. What a great rendition. Very difficult number to play, and that's the Two Canaries Polka. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, and Jeannie texting me information, and I believe Jeannie is still in Florida right now, but coming home soon. And she texts, Spring Branson Music Fest, get ready, because here it comes, the Jeannie B's gang on Trobec's Deluxe Motor Coach, ready for 6 days of nonstop music fun, great food, sightseeing of Branson's hidden gems, and memory making. This awesome tour departs on April 23rd, returning on April 28th. It includes night one in Kansas City, an optional Ameristar Riverboat Casino evening, 3 nights lodging in Branson, 10 meals, guide, 6 shows, 2 Music Fest variety shows featuring the best of Branson performers, and these shows, the Presley's Country Jubilee, Clay Cooper's Country Express, the hits of the 60s, and the Haygoods are on the itinerary. There are just 12 seats available. If you call 320-345-1581 ASAP, you can join the group. Jeannie B and Art promise you a memorable spring getaway. Maybe you might want to head a different direction and join Jeannie B on the 9th tour to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum, which departs on May 12th through the 17th. This jam-packed itinerary includes the Fair Oaks Dairy, where you will sleep in the barn. That's right, it is actually the new Marriott Hotel built to resemble the dairy barn you will tour. This is an experience all will enjoy. This tour includes Jeannie B's guiding, Trobec's Deluxe Motor Coach, some meals, all admissions, the Wisconsin Dells, casino lodging, the last night, Fair Oaks tours, wine tasting, and prizes and treats on the coach. The registration deadline is April 1st, so call 320-345-1581 now to reserve seats for you and your friends. Jeannie B will begin the 2025 spring meet and greet schedule on Monday, March 17th. Join Jeannie B at one of the following locations: March 17th at Jill's Cafe in Richmond, 8:30 to 10, Sassy's in Eden Valley from 11 until 12, and the Red River Inn, Cold Spring, from 1 until 2. On Wednesday, March 19th, Avon Cabin Cafe from 9 until 10, and Sal's Bar and Grill in St. Joe from 1 until 2:30. On Thursday the 20th, she'll be at the Tutti Frutti Kitchen in Sauk Center from 8:30 till 10, and then at the Traveler's Inn in Alexandria from 1 until 2:30. You will find Jeannie B at Charlie's Cafe in Freeport on Friday, March 21st from 9 until 10:30. Stop by any of these meet and greets for 2025 tour information, schedules, enjoy a treat and beverage, and maybe win a door prize. Jeannie B's staff is ready to begin tour season 2025. Remember, seeing is believing. And that is all information for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Again, a lot of information there in a short amount of time. So if you didn't get it all, be sure and give Jeannie a call. Always happy to talk to you. Again, that phone number, 320-345-1581. And believe me, we've met a lot of Jeannie's personnel along on some of the trips, and every one of them, all the office people, everybody is so cordial. You will enjoy your time with Jeannie B's Tours. And Jeannie B's, they bring us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to squeeze in just a couple more selections. So right now, it's a nice, modern type number, one called Sail Along Silvery Moon. Again, I mentioned Bob always enjoyed the big band swing music. Thank you. The Bob Brenny Band, Sail Along Silvery Moon. And yes, easy listening music there by the Bob Brenny Band. 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Here's one that I mentioned in the interview with Mary. And featuring Mary on this one, along with Bob Nathy on the vocals, one called the Red River Valley Polka. Oh, such a good number by the Bob Brenny Band, the Red River Valley Polka. Mary Struzik on the vocal, along with Bob Nathy harmonizing in the background there. Great, great number. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that with a number that Mary mentioned that always brings a tear to her eye, the Polish Lullaby Waltz. And I got to share with you, one of the last times that I was able to visit with Bob at the nursing home before he passed away, Bob had tears in his eyes, and he said, "Cy," he said, "please don't ever let them forget me." And I said, "Bob, I can assure you, your music, people will never forget you." And that's the nice thing about recorded music, CDs, albums. People always seem to remember, whether it's Whoopi John, Elmer Scheid, Six Fat Dutchmen, those names live on forever, and just like Bob's will, Bob Brenny and the Bob Brenny Band will live on forever too, and we will always remember Bob, and so I assured him that we would not forget him. Right now, it's the Bob Brenny Band from their Volume 5 recording, one called the Polish Lullaby Waltz. And you began to cry.
sure you sing to them this Polish lullaby.
The Bob Brenny Band with the Polish Lullaby Waltz. And that wraps up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And just want to mention a few things about Bob, the Bob Brenny Band. Bob, of course, born on March 23rd of 1940. He passed away on March 15th of 2018 at the age of 77, just a few days short of his 78th birthday. And Bob died peacefully with his family at his side at the Mother Mercy Campus of Care here in Albany, and burial with full military honors was at the Seven Dollars Catholic Church Cemetery. And Bob, of course, he served in the United States Air Force from 1958 until 1963, and then was in the Air Force Reserves until 1964. He owned Brenny Granite City Ambulance Service in St. Cloud. He was married to Pat Wessendorf on August 3rd of 1968 in Melrose. Bob graduated from the University of Minnesota with a degree in mortuary science. In 1972, he sold the ambulance service to Murphy Ambulance and purchased the Schaefer General Store and Funeral Home in Albany. And it goes on to tell about Bob and his polka band memories, and also serving as mayor of Albany. He did his polka show both here in Albany and KRWC in Buffalo for many years. And yeah, just a wonderful guy. And Bob, we won't forget you.